This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org.
We are joined today by Dr. Philip Nyberg, a senior associate with the CSIS Global Health Policy Center. Dr. Nyberg is a pediatrician and served as an infectious disease specialist with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, from 1977 until 2003. Phil, I'm hoping you can discuss the current status of the swine flu outbreak. What do we know about this new outbreak, and what don't we know?
Thanks, Suzanne. At this point, we know that there are 91 confirmed cases in the United States as of earlier today, and one confirmed death of a young child in southern Mexico. We know that in Mexico itself, there are 26 confirmed cases, that is, cases confirmed by laboratory testing. And there have been 7 confirmed deaths. There are many other suspected swine flu cases and swine flu deaths that are still being investigated by the laboratory. Elsewhere, there are now, I believe, 9 countries that have confirmed cases, including several European countries, the UK, Germany, Austria, Spain. There have been cases reported confirmed in New Zealand and Israel, and perhaps one or two other places. And testing is going on in a large number of countries. As far as what we don't know, we're still unclear about the severity of this virus. We don't know how severe the influenza that is being caused will be compared to the usual influenza. And we are not sure why cases outside of Mexico seem to be generally different from cases inside of Mexico. In Mexico, there have been many cases and deaths, suspected influenza cases and deaths among young adults, whereas the usual pattern is severe cases among older people and infants. We don't know the ultimate extent of spread of this virus, nor how rapidly it's going to continue to spread. So that's the current state of knowledge.
Great, thank you. The WHO, the World Health Organization, is discussing possibly raising its pandemic alert to a 5 on a total scale of 6. What does this mean, and what is the WHO doing in response to the outbreak?
The pandemic alert level 4, where it is currently, it means that human-to-human transmission of an animal influenza virus has occurred. And the next level, level 5, means that spread of the virus has occurred across international borders in at least 2 countries. So the issue is really sorting out where the current cases in each of those countries has come from. And if the level is raised to a 5, that's really a sign that the WHO experts think that a pandemic of influenza, that is a worldwide spread, is likely to occur. Beyond that, WHO is continuing to recommend no restriction on air travel and no closure of borders. They feel that it's people who are ill should actually delay international travel. And people who travel and then develop symptoms should seek medical attention. But there's not been a recommendation to close borders.
And what has been the U.S. response, and what's your evaluation of it?
Well, the CDC has begun providing lots of information to various levels of our society. There are specific recommendations that have been put together for clinicians, that is for physicians and nurses who take care of patients, about the kinds of infection control practices that they should be using. There's information for laboratories in various states around the United States in terms of either how to set up testing for this specific virus or where to send specimens. And there's been some interim guidance that is going to the public. There are not any travel restrictions yet. There was a suggestion that non-essential travel to Mexico be postponed until the extent of the outbreak has been worked out. I mean, CDC has also been sending out supplies of the national stockpile of oseltamivir, which is Tamiflu, to various state health departments so that they can be closer to the source in case they need to be used.
Thank you for sitting down with us, Phil. If listeners are concerned about the spread of this influenza, they can find more information on the CDC website, www.cdc.gov, or consult their city or county health departments.
This has been a CSIS Global Health Policy Center podcast at www.smartglobalhealth.org.